Okay, so I started the recording, so we will go ahead and open this meeting of the Downtown East Streetcar Sewer Public Infrastructure District. This is a special meeting that was previously noticed. We have for the record here on Zoom with us Jason Algaze, Jeff Gochner, Brent Malili, Glenn Gersberger, Tyson Williamson, and Mark Menlove, which is six members of our board, and therefore a quorum, and we can go forward with this meeting. I'm Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese, the district council, and Natasha Osmus is here with me as well. Jumping right into the agenda, we have a couple of consent items today. One is the minutes of the previous board meeting that was held on January 20th. And the second is the first payment request that we've received from South Salt Lake City. That payment request was for $158,503.65. Given that's the first one we've received, I wanted to give the board a chance. If you have any questions about that, I don't know if any of you had an opportunity to look at that. And I can talk about, if you want, the procedure that we'll go through to get that paid, just so you guys are familiar with it. But I also don't want to waste your time. So does anybody have any questions, or would you like me to do a brief summary of how that process will work?
Yeah, I think that'd be helpful if you did a brief summary.
Okay. So basically, you'll see that from the city, and I won't pull it up on the screen, but they essentially sent a payment request from the project engineer, which contained a number of documents documenting the work that's been done to date. They also sent with it a spreadsheet showing how that payment request, what portion of the total expected cost of this phase of the project will represents. We will actually be preparing some additional documentation. One is a payment request that will be part of the PID records, which we will have the city sign off on, basically saying, yes, they're making this payment request. The city's engineer is signing off on the progress of the work to date. And then we'll, of course, attach all of the relevant documentation to that, and that will become part of the PID records. That will then also be provided to the bond trustee, who has a form that we use to request requisition of funds. The requisition form will be signed by an officer of the PID. Probably Jeff Gochner will send that to you for e-signing when it's ready. And that requisition form is what the bond trustee requires in order to move money. And so those are the two things that we will be preparing. Like I said, those will be part of the PID record. We can share a copy of that with all of the board members when they are complete. That way, if anybody has any questions about it, they can let us know. And again, we'll have Jeff sign off on that requisition request before it goes to the bond trustee. So it's pretty straightforward process, but we just want to make sure it's documented at every level so that we document it for the PID and then obviously provide the documentation to the bond trustee that they require in order to disperse the funds. So any questions about that or about the payment request that we received from the city that I think was circulated last week?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Looks good. It's good and detailed for sure.
Yeah, I agree. They did a good job of putting it together. So I think it's going to be a pretty, and you know, as we get these, it'll become pretty systematic for us to put together those requisitions and have that process. So it's good. It's good to see things finally moving. So what I would look for from the board, because these two items are on the consent agenda, the approval of the minutes and the approval of the payment request, we can approve those with a single motion. So I look for a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda.
Seconded by Glenn.
Great. Thank you, Glenn. And that motion was by Jeff. Board members, I'm going to call each of your names and just have you say yay or nay. I think that's the easiest way to do it with the number that we have here. So Jeff Gochner.
Yay.
Glenn Gerstberger.
Yay.
Jason Algaze.
Yay.
Tyson Williamson.
Yay.
Mark Menlove.
Yay.
And Brent Malili. It looks like you're unmuted, Brent, but I couldn't hear you. Yes. Still not hearing anything, Brent. Maybe if you have access to the chat, if you know how to bring that up and maybe just type in there your approval, yay or nay. There we go. Thanks. We'll accept that. And I'll just note for the recording that Brent has indicated yay in the chat. Okay, thanks, guys. So moving on to our single action item today, we appreciate you being here so that we could reconsider this. This is actually an item that was previously approved by the board, but given some timing issues with getting this reviewed by the Salt Lake County Surveyor's Office, we have to bring this back and have you reapprove it so we have sufficient time to submit it to the state of Utah. Basically, this is a resolution approving an annexation of property into the PID. It's 1.3 acres. Of property for a commercial project that's pending. And I apologize, I don't have in front of me the location. Would anyone like some detail about this, where it's located or any other questions? We can pull that up. This resolution was previously circulated and actually was previously approved by the board. We're just
okay. So it isn't a new parcel. It's one that we've seen before.
It's one you've seen before. Yeah, okay. We're basically just refreshing the approval because state law requires us to submit it to the state of Utah within 30 days of when it's approved by the board. And it's taken so long for us to get it through the Salt Lake County Surveyor's Office that we're having to reapprove it today so that we can still have our 30 days that we need. So, but yes, it's not new. If there aren't any questions about it, I won't bother to take the time to pull it up. I would invite the board to make a motion to approve. We can approve this just by resolution number 2022-06B.
Okay, I'll suggest we approve this DESPID resolution 2022-06B annexation.
Thanks, Jeff. Do we have a second?
Second, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. Again, we'll quickly go through the roll here. Jeff Gochner.
Yay.
Glenn.
Yay.
Tyson.
Yay.
Jason.
Yay.
Mark.
Yay.
And Brent. And I see Brent has put yay in the chat, so appreciate you guys for that. Those are all the formal items on the agenda. Does anybody have any other items or questions that you want to bring before the members of the board that are here today? If not, I would invite a motion to adjourn. And Jeff Gochner, if you would hang on for just a second after we adjourn, I just want to coordinate something with you.
Sure. I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
And that was a motion from Jeff. Do we have a second?
Yay from Glenn. Second from Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn. All in favor? We'll just take a voice on this one. All in favor?
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay. I'm going to stop the recording here.